Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Good morning. I am Reverend Cora Glass. It is a joy to be here with you this morning. I want to just praise our tech team for the troubleshooting they've been doing all morning. You might notice our screens look a little sleepy today. Maybe they were up watching the basketball game. But we are here and we're ready to worship. You might just need to follow along in your bulletin a little bit more than other weeks. So thank you for your troubleshooting, and we'll continue to have a great time in worship today. We gather together here to know God, love God, and serve God. And today we are celebrating another confirmation in the life of our church. We want you to be connected to all that is happening here, and there's a couple ways you can do that. One is through the connection card that you'll find in your bulletin. It shares about a lot of opportunities that you can join in with, and you can let us know by checking the boxes there what you want to hear more about or get linked into. You can also find that connection card and sign in opportunity online if you're worshiping with us from home. There's also a prayer card available in the pew. This can help you to share anything that you would like our clergy team to know about and be in prayer with for you. You can put both those connection card and prayer cards into the offering basket when that comes around later in our worship service. On behalf of Pastor Lindsay and Pastor John, Pastor Lynn, and myself, we are so glad that you are here. We do have Sunday school and nursery opportunities downstairs. If you are interested in having your child go be a part of those, you can talk to the ushers in the back who will help direct you. I have a couple announcements for you this morning, in addition to the ones that you might find as you look at your bulletin this morning. The first is our Habitat Volunteer Build dates. We have an opportunity to help Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley to build a home in Ypsilanti for a family in need. No experience is required, just the heart to volunteer. Those dates are Saturday, June 20th, Friday, July 31st, and Friday, September 11th. You can connect with April Schauer or Susan Everett for more information about that opportunity. The second is exciting. It's our Vacation Bible School that comes each summer. And this year will be July 21st through 24th. We need people to chip in, to be of help, to make this an opportunity for children of all ages to hear the summer, to be a part of the summer's biggest party through music, drama, science, crafts, and games, and a lot more. This is a free event for children 3 years old through fifth grade, and registration is required. So if you're interested in registering a child or joining us as a volunteer, please find those registration pages on our website. Finally, we have our all-church outdoor worship and picnic on August 2nd. We hope that you will come and enjoy our worship on the waterfront at our Whitmore Lake campus and a big picnic. So that will be a great opportunity, and there will just be that one worship service that at each campus that day, Whitmore Lake at 11 and Brighton campus at 9:30 a.m. I want to invite up Pastor Lindsay to come and introduce our summer intern.
Well, good morning, church. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad in it. Come on over here, Annie. It is a great joy as we kick off summer. It is a wonderful joy to introduce you to Annie Hamilton. She's going to be interning with us this summer in children and student ministry, being very involved and busy with Sunday school and youth group activities and children's message and vacation Bible school. Annie has recently graduated from Brighton High School and be heading to the UP in August to head to school. And she's a great athlete and runner, but you probably also remember Annie by up here playing strings and leading us in music ministry. So we are so glad and so thrilled to have you on the team this summer, Annie. And so congregation, please make sure that you make her feel welcome as we celebrate and welcome her leadership this summer. It'll be great. But now Annie has to slip out and go be with the Sunday school kids, but maybe you can catch her in between worship services. Annie, it is so great to have you on the team this summer.
Good morning. I'm Gwenna Therrien, your liturgist for today. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord, we are grateful that you bless us each morning with the new day so we can begin again to live in you. We ask for your mercy for the times when we have been tempted by the world and walked away from you. Keep us on the path you have called us to, and guide our hearts towards you. In your name we pray. Amen.
It is a great joy to celebrate confirmation this morning. This year we've had 5 wonderful confirmation students going through the confirmation process, and maybe you were in worship at 11 o'clock back in May, where 4 of our students were confirmed, and Riley had a conflict that she'd shared with me many, many months ago. As a great athlete, there was just a conflict on the schedule, and so this morning we are excited to celebrate yet again another confirmation Sunday, and such a great great joy. So behind Riley are four other young people that enjoyed a morning on Sunday mornings throughout the year, growing in their knowledge and their love and their service towards God. So we celebrate not only Riley this morning, but four other young people that profess faith in Jesus Christ and were a part of the confirmation experience this year. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church, and we are incorporated into God's mighty act of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit, and all of this is God's gift given to us without a price. And then through confirmation, through our reaffirmation of our faith, we renew that covenant that was declared at our baptism, and we acknowledge what God is doing for us and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church.
I present for confirmation Riley Marie Class, daughter of Carla and Jeff Class.
And congregation, as we share this time of liturgy together, I'm going to invite you to get prepared there in the pew back and get ready. You can go ahead and turn to page 35, so that when you are responding, you'll be ready to go in just a moment here.
In the hymnal,
thank you. So, Riley, we ask you now, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, Riley, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, please say, I do.
I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages and nations and races? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? If so, say, I will.
And congregation, a question for you. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, do you also reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, please say, we do.
Congregation, will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Riley now before you in your care? God's help. We will proclaim the good news
and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Riley with a community of love and forgiveness, that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Let us all gathered here join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Riley, I'd invite you to come on over here and kneel. And Carla and Jeff, if you'd like to come over and circle around as we share this confirmation moment and blessing, you can place your hand on her back. Oh, Riley, as you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, as you've grown in your knowledge and your love and your service towards God, as you seek to walk as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and as this congregation will continue to pray for you and surround you in your love and care, we say now these words. Oh, Riley, may the Holy Spirit continue to work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you continue to live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Go ahead and stand. It is a beautiful tradition for many, many years in our congregation that the confirmands design and decorate their own confirmation stoles. And so that's what Riley is receiving this morning, one that she decorated. It has different symbols of her faith and is particularly meaningful. And we celebrate you this day. Well, as members of the household of God, now I ask you, will you faithfully, Riley, participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? And if so, please say, I will. And members of the household of God, I commend Riley now to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. And I believe it's around page 38 that we're at. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. That in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Oh, may the God of all grace, who has called you into eternal glory, may he establish you and strengthen you, and may you live faithfully as a disciple. And there's a few confirmation gifts that I want to share, so I'm going to sneak behind you. Sneak over here by your dad. We celebrate and we welcome you this day. And to continue helping you grow in your faith, we have a confirmation Bible that we want to share with you. And we also have, this was made by Carl Dibert, it says, confirmed in Christ. He is such a great woodworking artist as a part of our congregation. So I want to share this with you. And a symbol that you can hold with you and wear every day around your neck is a symbol of our United Methodist cross in flames. Your hands are going to get full here. And a Bible to help you continue to read the stories of Jesus and learn the scriptures and hold it close to your heart. And this is for Mom and Dad. They're going to want to remember your confirmation moment. We celebrate you this day. Amen.
Amen.
I'll share this with her too. You guys can go ahead and sit down.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading today is from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's a wonderful tradition that our confirmation students have an opportunity to write their own confirmation creed. So it's a statement of belief, sharing what it is that they believe about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the church. So Riley is going to be sharing her confirmation creed with us this morning, just as the other students did a few weeks back. And so you can only imagine, adults, what a big project this is to take on, trying to distill down into a writing, a creed of what is it that I believe and why is it that I believe it. So let's show our great support to Riley as she comes and shares her creed with us.
I believe in God our Father. He is loving, compassionate, and always there for us. God created the world and everything in it. He made us humans, each with a purpose to fulfill in our lives. God loves everyone, no matter who you are or where you're from. God is always with us, guiding us, and won't ever leave our side. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and my Savior. He showed us how to love others, forgive, and live showing kindness. Through Jesus' life, teachings, death, and resurrection, Jesus offers grace to everyone. I believe Jesus has called me to follow him and to treat everyone with love and empathy. I believe in the Holy Spirit. It is always at work in my life and others. The Holy Spirit guides me through the ups and downs of life. The Spirit helps me grow in my faith and produces all the good things in my life, like joy, peace, patience, and kindness. I believe in the church. It's a place where people can worship, learn, and serve God together. Our church is called to share God's love by serving others to make a positive impact in the world. I believe in welcoming everyone and living out faith through service. I cannot wait to continue my walk with God, and each day we should all strive to be a little bit more like Jesus. Amen.
So proud of you. Amen, and the sermon's done. No farther. We don't need to go any farther. Amen. Oh, Riley, it is so good to hear your word shared and preached this morning. Let's continue our time together. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, this day you have made, and it is absolutely glorious. We give you thanks for your grace that sustains us, your love that never ends, and your faith. Lord, help us to walk in strong faith, seeking you always. If we come to worship holding burdens and cares and concerns on our heart, we release them over to you, Lord, trusting in your grace and your guidance. Help us to set the distractions aside that we might be more fully present in worship and praise to you. Turn our ears to the scripture passages. May we be strengthened by the words of Jesus. Lord, speak to me and speak through me. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. This morning, we're starting a new sermon series, a three-week sermon series called Sing It Again. If you grew up in the United Methodist tradition, then this hymnal probably looks very familiar to you. Inside are hundreds of hymns that are words perhaps you know very well. Maybe you learned some of these hymns as a young child sitting next to your parents or your grandparents in worship, or maybe this is the first time you've come to worship in a church community, and maybe this is the first time you're experiencing the glory of the hymnal, and that is exactly what we hope to experience, is to encounter Christ and to sing the songs of the faith, and that would be exciting too. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be turning to these hymns and seeing what might these words mean to us. How do they speak to us yet again? And so this morning, the hymn that we heard was Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Go ahead and open up your hymnal yet again to page 400. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. This hymn, it was written, a couple hundred years ago. It was written by a British Baptist hymn writer. His name, as you can see there in the hymnal there, was Robert Robertson. And he lived from 1735 until 1790, so he had kind of a short life, but his life was a very full one. As a young person, his mother sent him to London to seek out an apprenticeship, and apparently he was a little bit of a troublesome young fellow, and there in London he found himself in a little bit more of a trouble, maybe associating with some folks that got him into trouble just a little bit more. But as a young person, he had a great conversion, and he placed his faith in Jesus Christ in 1755, and he preached at the Calvinist Methodist Chapel. And he lived a long ministry, nearly 30 years in preaching, a relationship with one of the churches there at the Stoneyard Baptist Church. And it was as he was writing this hymn in 1758 that he wrote and reflected back probably to those younger years of his life, where he was kind of wandering away from God and finding himself getting into a little bit of trouble here and there. Come thou fount of every blessing. And now we find it in our hymnals today. That great words where it says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, he writes. Do you ever find yourself wandering a little bit? He sure found himself wandering. Robert Robertson found himself wandering at certain times of his life, wandering away from the faith, meandering, kind of feeling a little bit lost. Can you ever find yourselves connecting to that experience, wandering a little bit? If you find yourself wandering, if you find yourself in a season of doubt, if you find yourself in a season of restlessness or uncertainty, You're in good company with the biblical characters, with the words of scriptures. There's many scripture passages that we might turn to and be reminded of moments when people kind of wandered away and wandered around and were searching and discerning and feeling just a little bit lost. Remember most recently, maybe you happened to be in worship when we were talking about Jonah. He was kind of wandering away and finding his feet. Maybe you can remember the parable or the story of Zacchaeus, that short tax collector that was making not so many great choices in life and kind of wandering away, prone to wander. But I'm going to turn our attention to the Gospel of Luke this morning. You're welcome again to find your Bible and pull it out. I'm going to be turning to Luke chapter 15, verse 11. I'm wondering if this is a story you've heard before. Or maybe it's something that you're new, that you're going to experience for the first time. It's the parable of the lost son and a story of a young man, perhaps a little bit like Robert, who wandered for a moment in his life. Luke chapter 15, starting at the 11th verse.
Jesus continued, "Why, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger one said to his father, 'Give me my share of the estate.' So he decided his property between them. And not long after that, the younger son got together all that he had, and he set off in a distant country, where he squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went, and he hired himself out as a citizen of the country, and he sent himself into the fields to feed the pigs. Well, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and yet here I am starving to death. Well, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son, but make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, and he was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, and he threw his arms around him, and he kissed him. Then the son said to his father, 'Oh, father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it. Why, let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead, and he's alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.' So they began to celebrate. Well, meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when he came near the house, why, he heard music and dancing. So he called out to the servants and asked him, 'What's going on?' 'Well, your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has come back safe and sound.' Well, the older brother became angry and refused to go in. And so his father went out and pleaded with him. And he answered his father, saying, 'Look, all of these years I've been slaving away for you and never disobeyed your orders. And you never gave me even a young goat to celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property on prostitutes, comes home and you kill a fatted calf for him?' 'Oh, my son,' the father said, 'you were always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because your brother of yours was dead, and now he's alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Perhaps you have been the perfect child your entire life. Maybe you've always been the example in class, the perfect employee, the example in the family. Maybe you have never messed up. How many of us can raise our hand to that? Or maybe there's a whole lot more humans in the sanctuary, and we can look back and we can say, "Oops, I messed up on that time," and "Oops, I maybe didn't quite get it right here," and "Oh yeah, then there was that one other time, and I probably shouldn't have done that." That we could probably all raise our hands for. But by God's grace, we are forgiven day in and day out. By God's grace, nothing that we ever do could make us be separated from the tremendous love found in Jesus Christ. By God's grace. And yet, that doesn't mean that we get to just intentionally go around hurting people and harming people. But by God's grace, God is always pulling us in and pulling us back into the fold, wanting us and wooing us and drawing us back in. So when there's times in our life when we find ourselves wandering like sheep going astray, or finding ourselves wandering maybe on a path that God wouldn't necessarily intend for us to be on, we make our way back home. I know there's no such thing as a perfect person, but by God's grace, we are forgiven each day. When we turn to these words of Scripture and we turn to the prodigal son, the Luke Scripture here, perhaps you've heard this time and time again, and we discover the beauty of this Scripture as we meditate on it again. Maybe you're like that faithful older son that stayed by the dad's side their entire life long. Maybe you find yourself like that younger son who wandered a little bit and screwed up a little bit and then came to their senses and came back home. Maybe you find yourself like the father who is waiting to reconcile with a loved one that you've longed to see. And maybe as we read into the Scripture, as we discover the earthly father, that reminds us of what our heavenly father is like. With arms wide open. That moment when the younger son is returning home and realizes that the pigs are eating better than he is, and he has kind of a turning to his senses in that moment where he approaches the father with some uncertainty and not knowing how his dad is going to respond. In that moment, the dad is some ways away and some ways off, and yet when he sees his son before him, it is a moment of celebration and is a moment of rejoicing, and those arms are wide open and the rings are prepared and the great cloak is ready and the party is brought before him. And that father, that's an illustration of our heavenly father who loves us abundantly and is always willing to offer grace and mercy and care and compassion, new and this day. So maybe you can think about times in your life and moments that you're not so proud of, but those things don't get to define you. The screw-ups that we've made, the wrong choices in life, the moments when things haven't ended up as maybe you'd like, know that that doesn't have to be the end of the story. You don't have to be out there taking care of the pigs. That's not the end of the story, but there is a God who loves you and knows you and calls you his beloved. With arms wide open. So if you ever feel like you're not deserving of God's love or God's grace, how does that prodigal son story end up? If you ever feel like you're not good enough or there's something that you've done to not deserve God's grace, how does that prodigal son story end up? The one who knows you and loves you calls you his beloved. The love of God can never be taken from you. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, this beautiful day that you have made, we are so thankful. This day, we turn our hearts and minds to perhaps a story that we've heard yet a time again, and yet in the reading of this, it reminds us of a beautiful, sacred truth. That we are yours, that you are always drawing us in, extending your reach and your arms wide open, that your love that you have for us never ends and never fails. So, Lord, maybe we are mindful of these moments that we could try to do better. Help us, Lord, to make amends, to offer our apologies, to mend those hurting relationships, perhaps, but then by the grace of God. Help us to be reminded that we are God's, loved fully and abundantly, and made new this day in Jesus Christ. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Suzanne Everett, and it's my pleasure to share in this prayer time with you. This morning we have two prayer quilts. One is for Lydia, and one is for Charlie. As you make your way out of the sanctuary, I invite you to stop at the quilts and tie a knot or two and say a prayer and sign the cards so that Charlie and Linda know you are praying for them. This coming Friday is Juneteenth. Last Sunday, we gathered over 120 of us or so to enjoy a celebration with movement and steps and dancers. we shared in this Vessels of Grace led us on a sacred journey. And through their movements, they showed us the path from bondage to freedom. And this morning, I wanted to share a prayer that I shared last Sunday during that event. And I also wanted to invite you to walk with me and others on July 4th for a unity walk in the 4th of July parade in Brighton. And in doing so, we will demonstrate our love for all people and celebrate freedom for all. So this prayer that I shared last Sunday, it was based on Isaiah 1, 16 to 17, and it was written for the United Methodist Church's General Commission on Religion and Race by Reverend Anna Lehman Knox, a pastor from Pennsylvania. And then we'll add our own prayers to that. Let us pray. God, dear God, for so long we have walked in the direction of oppression. We know different steps you have given us to take, and yet we struggle to receive your help. As you seek liberation for every person and community made in your image. Dear Jesus, for so long we have walked in the direction of evil. We know different steps you have given us to take, and yet we struggle to step into the shower of your cleansing grace that prepares us to do your good. O Holy Spirit, for so long we have walked in the direction of injustice. We know different steps you have given us to take, seeking justice together with those who have been defenseless, those who are injured, and those who continue to be cast aside. Teach us once again in this season to turn in a new direction. Help us learn and live a true change of heart and mind, such that our feet are forever reestablished on a path that leads not only to an end to racism, but to new ways of building your beloved community, which you created us for from the very beginning. May it be so. And now, in the quiet stillness of the Sabbath, Lord, we lay down our burdens, our sadness, our heartaches, and our cry for healing. We lift up our joys and gratitude. In this moment of silence, we pray, God, that you would find the cracks and empty spaces to fill us with your hope and renewal. Thanks be to God. With the joy that comes from resting with you, God, we join our voices together to repeat these powerful words Jesus once taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Did anyone else find any treasures at our rummage sale this weekend? I know I did. I found a couple new to me things. The rummage sale is a great chance for us to give out of our abundance so that other people might have a moment of celebration when they find something that they feel called to that shines out to them. Today, as we collect our offering, I invite you to find it in your hearts where you might also be able to give out of your abundance so that others might have that same moment of celebration and invitation when they encounter the life of the work of this church. As the ushers take our offering, I invite Libby Bruff to come forward for our social justice awareness moment to share about our green team.
I'm here today to share a mission moment about the Green Church Initiative and the work of our green team. At its heart, the initiative is about caring for God's creation. Creation care is not separate from our faith, but it's one important way we live out our faith. The way we use resources, care for our buildings and grounds, reduce waste, teach our children and neighbors all reflects our call to love God and love our neighbors. The Green Team has been using the Green Church Initiative framework, which invites churches to look at creation in five areas: worship, discipleship, stewardship, evangelism, and mission. In other words, this is not just about recycling, although recycling is certainly important. It is about weaving care for creation into the life of and witness for the whole church. We've already seen some meaningful steps. The team's worked with worship leaders on Earth Day activities and has been exploring ways to improve recycling, reduce waste, and use more sustainable paper products, consider native and pollinator-friendly plants, and practice better energy stewardship. On April 26th, some of you may have come to the Blessings of the Animals that was hosted at our Whitmore Lake campus. It was a beautiful reminder that all creatures are part of God's good creation. And I had a few pictures of the dogs, but we're having some IT problems today, so I'll save those for later. We also celebrate stewardship efforts already happening in our church. The purchase of glass communion cups was a meaningful step towards reducing single-use items in worship. United Women of Faith have continued for a long time to model faithful stewardship through efforts like the rummage sale, which I'm told earned more than $7,000 for it. And even the rummage, I'm told, that is left over from the rummage sale does get recycled to Habitat and to other Purple Heart and other places. So the recycled stuff gets recycled also. So the United Women of Faith have been really a stalwart for our church community in terms of that. Similarly, the church-wide scrap metal drive, that'll be planned, I think, for September. That provides an opportunity not only for the church but for the community to recycle metal and electronics, which might otherwise end up in landfills. And our mission trips to Redbird, those folks that come back from Redbird recycle tools and electronics. So these are all practical ways that are already going on in the church. Looking ahead, our green team hopes to focus more intentionally on energy use, including exploring the possibility of solar power to help offset our energy needs. Many of you may not know that we pay upwards of 15% of our operating budget on energy alone. That's a lot of money, and it's only going to get higher as time goes on. We think we can do better than that. We also hope to organize smaller task forces so people can help in ways that match their interests and availability. Some of you may want to help with recycling. Others may be interested in gardening, native plants, energy, sustainable meals, communications, or education. There's room for many gifts and many levels of involvement. So today the invitation is simple. If creation care matters to you, or if you are simply curious, we'd love for you to get involved. You do not have to be an expert. I certainly am not one. You do not have to attend every meeting. You just need a willingness to help our church take faithful, practical steps. Together, we can make small changes that grow into a larger witness for our church, our community, and God's good creation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lord God, in gratitude we offer you all of ourselves, our time, our talents, and our possessions. Bless and use these offerings we bring to you today for the mission and ministry of this church community. Amen.
From the words of our great hymn writer, he says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it for thy courts above." If you find yourself being in a season of wandering, if you find yourself like the prodigal son this day, may you know that the great Father is wooing you and calling you back, that you're never beyond God's grace and that God's love is always with you. You are God's beloved, and may you go forth now with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in God's grace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.